Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
.120 to .117. Klay Thompson to Doncic. 10 seconds to go. Doncic down the left sideline. In no hurry. Spin dribble. Guarded by Wiggins. Dribbles. Shoots a contested three. It's up and no good. Rebound Melton. Ball game over. The Warriors have won.
It's the Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Show. Let's go.
Melton with a big three, too, last night. I think it was the last point scored by a non-Steph Curry Warrior.
Yeah, he went on his own run.
And they needed it. Warriors win 120-117. They're 9-2, ladies and gentlemen. Who saw it coming? Be honest. 9-2. It's pretty good.
I got my hand up.
Pretty good.
Man.
What'd you like about this team at the start of the year? Exactly. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate this.
What were you doing in the control room? I've never seen you in there.
In there?
Yeah.
My phone is acting up, and so it's getting charged in.
Okay.
And let me see if this thing's working any better. Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. I got some issues with my headphones. That's all right. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to get into some of this sound. And what'd you think of the tribute?
I thought it was awesome. And
Klay watched it all.
Yeah.
He was looking up at the scoreboard for sure.
No doubt about it. It was emotional, and I'll say this to that, Steiny. Draymond Green, I don't know if you caught what he said. He had to watch it prior so he could be in battle mode and not get caught up in it. But it was well done. And gosh, Steiny, these dudes look like babies before the facial hair. Just watching him with the waves and the low haircut and the baby face, and along with Steph Andre, it was just something I won't forget. And I don't want to put too much on it, but I'll never forget that I was there. We did the show, the station, the fans, the hats. Like you said, it was perfect. Jamie Lee Curtis.
I didn't use perfect. I said it worked.
Well, that's the difference between you and I.
Yeah. No, you're right. It is. Yeah. It is. I thought last night worked.
I'm afraid to open up and put myself out there. So that's not.
No, that's me.
But please. You're the coldest dude in the world.
That's what I mean.
You said it worked. I said it was perfect.
888-957-9570. When you're watching that game last night and when you're thinking about it today, I mean, what's your takeaway as a Warrior fan? Is it Klay coming back? Is it the appreciation the fans showed? See, I think just to borrow, if you think last night's was perfect, I think one of the reasons has to be that you also realized when the horn sounded at the end of the night, you were 9-2. And you got a pretty good team. At least that's the way it looks right now. Like that to me was the icing on the cake last night, was the fact that you were down late. You made enough plays to come back and win the game. And you don't look up and you're, well, okay, now we're 5-8. Let's get something going. No, you're 9-2 right now.
Man.
And
a good 9-2.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. Also, what did you think about Klay's performance? How'd you think he played last night?
I'll give him a B+, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, seriously?
No.
No, seriously, explain. I thought he bounced back for everything that could have snowballed. Yeah. Curry was trying to team up, shot an air ball, all the little things where I was like, oh, no, 34 minutes, and then he got hot.
Well, how did he get hot?
Hitting threes.
Yeah, the ball found him on a couple.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, right. How did he do when he had to put the ball on the floor? Not very good.
Well, that might just be a part of his game now.
Yeah, well, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean.
7-17, 6-12 from deep.
No, he made some threes.
No, he did.
But I didn't watch that game not at one point did I watch that game last night and say, boy, they missed Klay. I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't. And I'm not ripping Klay Thompson. But I think it actually is going to be fine for him on that team because they have two ball dominant guys. And you know what? The ball's going to find him at times, just like it did last night. And he makes those shots. And so they're going to win their share of games.
He had a big one go in and out towards the end, Steiny, with about a minute left. Like, oh.
Steiny, after last night, do you think Clay may have some regrets? I mean, it kind of doesn't matter.
And I'm going to say
they're better. This team's better
right
than the team was last year. I'm not saying Clay was the reason they weren't good last year, but this team's better.
Mm-hmm.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr, what'd you think about this game?
We won the first and the third quarters pretty well. Played really well. Ball was moving. Our defense was good. Second and fourth, we really struggled in both. And, you know, they got off to that great start, took the lead, and just an incredible finish anchored by Steph and Draymond. Steph on the offensive side, Draymond on the defensive side. It's amazing to watch those guys still after all these years. And couldn't be prouder of the team for, a tough win against a great team.
Yep.
And I think he means every word. And Steiny, we talk about Rudy Gobert and all the fake defenders out there. I'm not calling him fake. I'm just telling you, Draymond Green, at this age, right now, has got to be one of the leading candidates for DPOY. It's early. We have fun. I'm just telling you how well he's playing. And then this is why you give me no effing love.
I do.
I go to the play preseason game against the Kings and come back in here and could have told you everything under the sun about the game. And the one thing your partner told you was, Dray seems to be in a zone. I don't know what it was, but I saw it up and close. And I bring that up. Because, Steiny, he's brought that into the regular season.
You're right. He has.
Well, I don't know that, Steiny, when you do that stuff.
Well,
you're throwing me off now.
It was just, I felt it was right on the heels of the Wiggins eyes. And so,
you will not let that one die.
Not just me. But it's all listening.
Evan laughing. Why? Boy, man.
We don't know where Wiggins is.
Speaking of him, he played defense, didn't have the best offensive night, Steiny. Andrew Wiggins, 34 minutes, 3-8. But
here's Kerr on Wiggins' defense.
Okay.
Yeah, Wiggs was great. I just think there has to be an accumulative effect on Luka. You can't stop him. He gets to so many shots, so you just have to try to make it difficult. You know, he played 41 minutes. Wiggs was draped all over him. You know, and I thought, maybe that affected the 3-point shooting a little bit. He was 2 for 10. So he's such a phenomenal player, but you just make it difficult. And I thought that's what Wiggs did.
Doncic didn't score in the fourth quarter.
I can't. Did you know that in real time, Steiny? I knew he had the ball. I didn't know it was a goose egg. Like, damn.
I mean, I guess I knew he wasn't hurting him.
Yeah.
I might not have known that he didn't score at all. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in San Jose. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man? You got to be fired up, Joe.
Thank you guys for taking my call. I just think Steph Curry's performance is not sustainable. I mean, look at the last 2 years. They're off to a great start. I give them that, but I don't see the Warriors going nowhere. And let me ask you guys two questions. Well, who is the leadership on the team, and how much did Steph Curry had influence on on Klay Thompson staying or going? Thanks for taking my call.
I don't
see. That's what I was trying to get to yesterday.
It's a wrap.
To put oneself in Clay's shoes by maybe, is he looking like guys didn't go to the boss or he didn't even want him to? My point is, this was a Clay decision. And it was obvious for whatever reason he chose to depart. And Curry didn't want him out of here. But as far as this not being sustainable, Steiny, I would really like you, it's early, to compare and contrast the 2022 team because it didn't have the likes of Kevin Durant. I know there's no Bielitsa or Otto Porter Jr., but there's different versions of those guys. And you talk about load management or guys out. I think the Warriors can really, by their play, really, are we talking about a 50-win team? I don't know. But right now, nothing is surprised. Nothing's off the table.
I don't know how many games they're going to win. I just know that they're 9-2.
Man.
And they've already beat. And here's the other thing. Well, they beat Oklahoma City. Without Holmgren. So what?
He started the game.
The bottom line is, if you go 2-2 against Oklahoma City, that's probably one or two more wins than most teams are going to get against Oklahoma City. So it doesn't matter if guys weren't playing. What matters is how many times did you beat a good team over the course of a season? And if the team's not good on a given night just because they're missing a guy, it kind of doesn't matter.
Stein,
you still get credit for the win.
Before you grab the call, the next call, I just want to just focus and hone in on where you believe Steph is at in his career or where he's at. Forget the career. We know where that's at. Steiny, I think this is sustainable. I mean, 27 field goal attempts, 5 of 12 from deep, but again, it goes back to the Olympics. I know he's not playing with superstars everywhere. It's not about that. He has 4 rings. If you get him to money time, most likely they're going to make it happen. So that's what, now I feel like the formula from 2022 is back, Steiny. Keep it close and the chef can bring it home. And I'm not saying he has to do it alone.
Can I be honest? If I were coaching in the NBA, and I've done this with Curry over the course of 15 years, but I'm sorry.
Oh.
If I've got an immobile Luka Doncic who gets switched out onto Steph, and then I get 7'4" Derek Lively, I'm fouling him. I swear to God, I'm just putting him to the line for 2.
Wow.
He just, it's automatic when he gets switched out on a big. He's making a 3. He's going to make a 3.
Now, you're going to laugh. A couple times Luka was trying.
Luka was trying.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, he tried.
Okay.
Luka tried.
But you know what I mean. Like,
but it doesn't matter. He knows he can create the space that he needs against a bigger guy.
And he did.
And he doesn't.
Lively had no
he
chance.
He does not miss those shots.
You're right.
Against bigger defenders that get switched out on him.
And you know what's funny? And it's what Bob Myers said to us yesterday when we had him on, Steiny. Steph doesn't have the Chris Mullin or Klay Thompson form where he's jumping off the ground. He kind of has the Rick Fox where his feet are. His ability to dribble, shake and bake, and then let it fly is what makes it amazing. But you're right. He was just like a great marksman.
Like
got him in the middle and let it go. Bang! It's just incredible,
and
man.
And listen, he was unbelievable last night. But I do think that Dallas,
I'll let it hear, I'm all ears.
They're not a great defensive team. I mean, at the end of the game, they got Kyrie, Luka, and Klay out there. That's not a good defensive team. And Steph Curry knows how to exploit that.
But they played, and I keep going back to last year, Steiny. I thought their D yesterday at times was, they got length. Yeah, they got some.
Some big guys underneath. But
like OKC last year, they beat them in a playoff series.
Well, that's because OKC was really, really young. I mean, OKC's young.
But you give Dallas
Do you think Dallas is a good defensive team?
I don't.
I'm just telling you, I don't.
But when you get to the finals and you got that length of, okay, I'm going to get beat, but I'm going to give you my all. And you got Gafford and Lively and Guy, PJ, It was good enough, Steiny, to get him to the finals. I think you might be a little too harsh on him. You're right. Individual defenders, no. But his team defense, they're not no punk.
They're not a good defensive team. I just don't think they are.
Even when the Warriors were down 7?
Even when the Warriors were, okay. I mean,
because I was like, man, I was.
I mean, the Warriors scored 120.
No.
That's a lot of points. 888-957-9570 is the number. Theo in the East Bay. What's going on, Theo? How you doing?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Yeah, great game yesterday.
Really
man.
Was.
Great way to close the chapter on Klay's time with the Warriors. And you know what? I can't help but feel like there's a little game of chess being played there. Today might not be the day for it, but, you know, maybe the Warriors are thinking, let's see what we can do to kind of get you out of your game by welcoming you with 400 employees at the door. But, again, today might not be the day for that. But I grew up on this team, man. I'm a little younger. My whole Warrior experience has been built off of 4 guys, Steve, Steph, Draymond, and Klay. So Warriors did it right yesterday. And you know what? I do think this stuff is sustainable. the 12-man, 11-man rotation think it's good, and, you know, everybody's hating. Those are the same guys who are saying that student teams can't win at all. So let's see what we can do. Cheers, boys.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thanks, Theo. Appreciate the call.
I got you.
Appreciate it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors, they win a thriller last night, 120-117. Curry scored the last 12 points.
Man.
They came back from 114-108 with 3.5 minutes to go to win that game. Klay Thompson made his return, made some shots, but the Golden State Warriors come out on top. And
Draymond was the five in the finishing lineup, Sonny. No TJD.
Yeah, let's hear Steve Kerr on Draymond's intensity.
I mean, you saw down the stretch, Chris DeMarco said he was playing like it was game seven of the finals, you know. But that's Draymond. He's the ultimate competitor, and it did feel like a big night. Obviously, it was with Klay coming back and the defending conference champions in the house. So it felt like a big night, and our guys responded.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You good?
Yeah. I need a cigarette. Not on smoke. Just from last night. The game.
Wow.
Sonny, that was crazy, man. It had everything. Every ingredient of trying to get to something epic. And you knew, I know Kerr mentioned the finals. People are going to come for me with this take, Stoney, but it's natural. Like, that was more than the finals. That was more than a ring. That was feelings. That was history. That was brotherhood. That was competition at its finest. And I'm telling you, I can't compare this game because it's a one-off, because it's a return. The gravity of that alone, there's nothing to compare it to. But it had it all, man.
Let's go out to Chris in Santa Clara. He was at the game. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, that was an epic game last night. I was there. Probably the top five game I've been to for 45 years watching the Warriors. I would say that defense is our key, and you can never underestimate Steph Curry.
Nope. Well said.
Night-night is the dagger. I called it the dagger.
Night-night.
I was there last night. And I didn't think they'd give Klay Thompson that big of a hooray, but I'm happy for the fans.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It all worked out. It worked out very well. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
the
call.
And that idea was a perfect, you know, it was perfect, Stoney. People had him on.
Well, and the other thing is, before the game, when he was walking around the court and just clapping and thanking the fans, it was clear that he, you know, it meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
It absolutely meant
walking
a lot to him.
Walking in that tunnel was something to watch, man.
And I just feel like last night he realized that, you know, he'll always have fans out here in the Bay Area, even if maybe things didn't end the way he wanted to. He wanted them to end here. 888-957-9570. Let's go up to Vancouver. Danny's in Vancouver. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hope you're well.
Thanks.
Great show. Great show as always. You're on fire. Both of you are on fire this morning. That was one of the most entertaining and exciting games, I think, in the last 3 years. It was absolutely perfect. I think, all good stuff. I think that I really think the Warriors are a class organization. I really mean that. I think they went out of their way to make Klay feel loved and appreciated, as, you know, as he should be. So no ifs, ands, or buts. However, I got to keep it real, guys.
Yeah.
I watched the game last night. I thought Klay was okay. He took some stupid shots. He forced some shots. He did the Clay stuff that we've been seeing, instead of being patient and kind of waiting for it to come to him. Didn't cost him his game. I thought overall he was pretty good, but definitely, he was trying to prove something. And this is the part I don't understand. He's got such a chip. I mean, he got paid $80 million for sitting for 2 years, and that's great. He deserved that. I'm happy for him. But this thing about, I want to prove them wrong, I don't understand that chip he's got. I know he wants to play well, but I don't understand that. And I'm curious what you guys thought. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know what, Danny, I look at that as less of a function about the Warriors than the injury. The 2 years that he didn't play. I mean, I think those took a toll on him psychologically and obviously physically.
And his explosion, too.
And he's just not the same player that he was, and he's also 34, and I think that's his greatest frustration, probably, to my way of thinking, more than the Warriors not wanting him back.
No doubt about it. And to that point, he, to his credit, Stoney shared with us before he left while he was a Warrior just of the darkness of trying to come through the wilderness of knowing, I'm not going to have my lift or explosion back. I mean, man.
Jason's in Philly. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Ooh, looking good, too, man. I didn't realize how much weight you lost. But
well, yeah, but they don't got the skinny camera on me. They got a different camera lens on me today. I'm looking a little plump. Thanks, buddy.
But, Steiny, you're welcome. Steiny, I wanted to touch on something you said earlier and also point out something really that's working really well in the Warrior offense. But you said that the 12-man rotation can work. And I think for some really bad teams and early on in the season, it's going to be fine. But last night, what you saw is when the better team shortened the rotation, the bench gets exposed. And over the weekend, playing these high leverage games, I've kind of been watching. And when the team starters go against our bench, it's a really bad matchup, especially if Hield isn't going crazy from deep. And that's what happened last night. The Mavs shortened their bench. Kyrie and Luka and Clay played a lot of minutes, along with Lively and Gafford, and they would eat into our lead. So I think that's going to be a trouble place for the team, especially when we get into the playoffs. But one thing that's working really well for the team that I'm really loving the twist that they're doing is they started last year spamming the guard-on-guard action, screening action above the break. But now they're running a twist action, bringing in the second screener. And especially when Steph has the ball or Hill has the ball, they can either allow the screener to flip it after the guard-on-guard action and drive to the lane or shoot, or they can just take it straight up. And Steph used it last night, and it was unstoppable. So between that and his regular pick-and-roll with Dre, they have – two really good actions that they can spam. And above the break this year, they're top in the league in terms of frequency and percentage-wise. I think they just need to work on their corner threes, and that may be an area that they need to look at making a trade to get someone that can really knock down the corner threes, because they're like 2% differential in attempts.
Well, here's the thanks for the call, Jason.
Appreciate it.
Here's the one thing that you said that I do find interesting, and I don't know, maybe the answer is the answer can't be a yes or no to is it sustainable. Maybe it will be some nights and not others, but I look at last night's game, and you're right, Irving played 37 and Doncic played 41, and the Mavericks won that third quarter, but I just feel like the Warriors were the more energetic team down the stretch. And maybe Luka's going to be in better shape in a month, and that game doesn't end the way it does. But, I mean, I love the idea. What'd Steph play? See, Steph played 35.
Man.
Which is a lot for him.
They needed every minute of it.
Yeah, that's the most on the team. So
I was looking at when he was getting subbed back in real quick in the fourth, Stoney. I was like, oh, boy, And he came back and said today.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot of calls lined up, and we got Bob Fitzgerald coming up at 11:30 on the River Islands guest line. But the Golden State Warriors win last night. They are now 9-2. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by Robert Half.
They rise as one at Chase Center. Curry with the ball on the far side. Gets Doncic off the screen. Goes away from the Draymond screen. Dribbles in. Floater on the rim. Crawls over the front and drop through. Timeout, Dallas. Stephen Curry's got his game face on. And the Warriors lead 115 to 114. A 7-0 Curry run.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call.
Tim.
Boy, how lucky's Tim Roy been? And Fitz. We got Fitz coming up in 10 minutes. Bob Fitzgerald. How many great moments have they called now? I bet they're both up to about 20, 25 great calls. What are you smiling about, Evan?
You ever heard Tim Roy talk about the first 20 years of him doing play-by-play?
Man, it was on my mind, E.
Well, he broadcast Antoine Jameson's back-to-back 50-point nights.
Yeah, Kobe was one of them. Yeah. Remember, Kobe had 50.
And the other one was against Seattle. I always like to take a – I love taking –
Coach in Vallejo.
No coach in Vallejo. We're going to take this one from Flea in Oakland. He says – it just says – he wants to say, Steiny, you were right. I'll take his call. Oh. Let's go, Flea. How you doing, buddy?
Free. Yeah.
Hey, Free. It's Flea.
Hello, Steiny.
Hey, buddy. What's
going on,
up?
Steiny?
How are you, man?
Steiny, what you say at the end of the last season, you said the Warriors is going to be better without Clay. Clay was on a – he was grumpy every game.
Yeah.
He was off a hangover of Draymond Green hitting pool, and we still won 47 games. So why is the fans acting so surprised we 9-2? With everything we went through and still won 47 games last season, at the end of the season, Steiny, you said the Warriors are going to be better next year.
Yeah.
You said that.
They're not better yet.
And I wish you gave the fans 5 minutes of you just talking and the reason why the Warriors was going to be good this season. Because it's obvious that the fans wasn't paying attention to everything we went through last season and still won 47 games. Yep. We would have been in the playoffs if Clay wouldn't have missed 10 shots straight. So if we got rid of Clay, we got Melton that can play defense that Clay Youth can play. We got Buddy Hield that can shoot threes like Clay. Mm. Now, if you add both of their points in the last game of those two players, we match Clay. Plus the defense that he can't play no more. So why do the fans think he wasn't going to be good this season? I'm lost.
Well, you know
I love Clay and what he did for the team.
Me too.
But it's like, it's obvious we was going to be a great team this season.
That, to experts, it sure was.
Well, double back. Yeah, double back and say what you said to Free, Steiny, about not yet. They're 9-2.
Yeah, they're only 9-2.
But they're on the fast track. And he's been, I got to give him credit, he's been consistent. But I didn't know he was that heavy on, removing Clay and you would be headed in the right direction. Because, you know, I was scared for the 3-point shooting and what he brought. But it's obvious they're not missing him. And
he brought 3-point shooting
and drama.
That's about it.
Yeah, and also what he talked about, they are playing Free, and Kirk can coach Free in regard to his rotations.
I mean, one of the things Free said, you know, he said he'd like me to talk for 5 minutes about.
I heard like
why,
damn,
but that would require Goo to lay out for 5 minutes.
I can't do it. No, he almost was hinting at a podcast.
Oh,
shut up! I was like 5 straight minutes. Didn't mention me once.
Who?
Our guy,
Free.
Yeah.
Flea. Flea.
Yeah, your guy.
He is my guy.
Yeah, he got to show me some love. I didn't like that. Well, that was 5 minutes.
Well, and by the way, look who's thumping off the bench.
Kuminga.
The K-Man. Kuminga.
Yeah.
It's all locking in, people.
The Warriors will be a bone.
Oh, Priest.
Where's he at? I want to hear from him. Well, Coach Vallejo, I want him to take his victory lap.
On who?
On JK, Steiny. He's,
right.
He's
they
playing.
Finally found a role for him.
Yep.
Eighth man.
And he's a
Julie in Oakland.
Look at his minutes.
What's going on, Julie? How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Oh, I'm at work, so I have to step away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't
get in trouble. It's happened to me.
Because they all heard me this morning when I walked in. So I have three things. I wrote them down.
Okay, sweet.
Number one, you can see the Warriors brand is top-notch. I mean, it is the creme de la creme. And I know we have a big head because we're in California, but that's who we are. The other thing I want to say is the Warriors came in, you could just tell they were inhaling like positive energy and they were ready to go. They were fired up.
Yep.
They took care of business. Got kind of nervous, you know, toward the end. And I really want to say that missing 11 free throws out of 27, that's a little scary once we go deeper into the season. You know, my brother George in Richmond was having a conniption. I said, oh, they're going to work on that. So that's all I got to say.
Where you work at, Julie?
Be careful.
That's okay. Oh, okay. I work for La Clinica de la Raza in Oakland, California.
Oh, wow. Nice. Look at that pronunciation. Woo!
Thank you, Julie. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the Warriors, the rat on the table, too. She had a point about the free throw, Stoney. They're taking care of the ball this season, man. The turnovers, I mean, my goodness, last night just 12.
Yeah, the, what was it? The free throw shooting. You know what's funny? My guy Harry.
He's been quiet lately.
Yeah, I know, because they're 9-2.
Oh, well,
and he has them winning 35.
Oh, boy, yeah,
But he said, he said exactly what Julie, this free throw shooting, all right, let's go through the free throw shooting. Trayce Jackson-Davis was 2-for-6. I mean, that's going to kill you.
Yeah.
So he's not a great free throw shooter.
He wasn't in the closing lineup.
Kuminga
was
2-for-4, but he's shown he's a 75%er.
Yeah.
So he's usually going to make 3 out of 4. Wiggins, yeah, I never felt great about Wiggins at the line.
65-70%. He shoots too good to be that low from the line.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say they got a free throw shooting problem, though, yet.
The fact that they mustered 27 attempts.
As long as Steph's getting to the line, he'll probably increase that free throw percentage. Okay, I'll read this. I haven't even read it. 415 from the Comcast Business Text Line. Great start for the Warriors. Two things fans don't want to hear today. That the Warriors are a significantly better team without Clay.
Mm.
And I still think the Warriors are a play-in team. Ultimately, too many better rosters the Warriors need to be above. You can say that.
Yeah, call us and give them to us.
What?
And how healthy those rosters are.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Because I told you my nightmare and my fear as we wait for Fitz here at 11:30, Stoney, my fear was I'm just so sick and tired of the Warriors and it's early. Messing around in this play-in thing. But, man, they may blow way past that this season. So they seem like men on a mission and – man, I'm not going to sit here and do what Fleek did, Stoney, where he said he insinuated that they're better just because of no Clay. Now, I'll just don't
say it.
No.
Addition by subtraction. It's
that,
okay to
so
say it.
That's so simple.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that's why it's hated effective. That,
but listen, now, behind the closed doors and him sulking, that's real. And you know, like I said, and I stand on it, I'm rooting for Clay anytime. Except when he plays the Warriors. But last night, Stoney, I thought he was going to have the last laugh. He hit one. Warriors called the timeout. I believe they were up 10. And, man, it just – Curry went on a flurry. This is my – you know what he said.
What was he so mad about? Chill out,
it
Steph.
Wasn't mad. It
guys,
was
– he looked angry.
A D3 baller.
He looked angry.
He was angry.
Why? They
didn't
winning.
Make the offs.
But that was
and he wants to remind everybody we ain't
five
done.
5 months ago.
We ain't done.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah,
I like that.
That was nice.
Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Stoney. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How you guys doing, man?
Hey. On cloud nine.
Hey. I know, man. Hey, Stoney, welcome back from vacation, man.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, so I give Clay a C. And the reason why,
yeah.
I thought he had a good offensive game, but he turned two balls over, And his defense sucks, man. It really does. So, I love the game. Warriors are a class act. But I gotta talk about something nobody's talking about, and that's Draymond Green.
All righty.
You know, he has his attitude this year is what I always thought he would be. Okay? You see him on the court, he is so comfortable and so relaxed. And he's taking that anger and channeling it into his game. And I'm proud of him. I'm so proud this year the way he is taking control of his life on the court. And he's dominant. Stephen Curry, man, the GOAT. He's done the Curry-Furry in the last three games, man. This guy is unstoppable. He is the best shooter ever. Yeah. And I just love the Warriors. They are a great organization. They're a class act. Thank you guys for letting me say what I got to say today. Thank you.
Absolutely, Tom.
And
absolutely.
Stoney, I would just tell Tom he must have just turned on the radio. We started the show out with Draymond being phenomenal. I mean, he's playing his ass off, man. I'm marveling at him so far.
So far.
No doubt. He is leading. And that game, like a lot of people, you know, meant a lot.
Reggie's in Vallejo. Hey, Reggie, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Stein? What's up, Grew?
Hey, hey.
Man, what a game last night. I'm still, I couldn't sleep.
Nice.
There you go.
Man. Dude, I mean, just, I thought, at first, it was a little too early for Clay to come back just because it was so early in the season. So I wasn't really sure how to feel. But, man, you just got to tip your hat to the Warriors organization, just seeing how the fans, you know, just had a standing. That was a crazy standing ovation, I thought. Were you guys in the building last night by any chance?
Guru was.
Yeah, it was amazing. Something I won't forget, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, those three dudes, their psyche is off the charts just at a competitive level. So watching them play against each other was crazy. Steph, Clay, and Dre, obviously. But I just wanted to kind of get into also, I think, going forward, is the team sustainable as far as just looking for another?
Go ahead. Oh, you know what? Let's go to Fitz.
Okay.
Let's go to Fitz.
Our man.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Hey, Fitz, when you don't do a call like last night, do you have a little FOMO? That's fear of missing out, my man.
No.
Fitz!
No. You saw those tribute videos, right? 37 points in a quarter. That's me. 14 threes in a game. That's me.
He was there.
15 years of the guy's career. That's me.
Let him know, Fit.
Come on, man. Give me a break.
That's great.
So what?
Four parades. That's me. I mean, come on.
I love it.
You know, it's like we want to run down six Olympics. We want to do 32 Warrior seasons. Like, what am I missing out on again?
Miss Clay's return.
I love it.
I mean, jeez, Fitz.
No, Matt, I'm just on a serious note. Yeah. I loved being there as a fan, to be honest. I had a great time being at the game, sat with Kalena and our friends and, you know, chopped it up and get to – I relish just getting to be a fan. Like, why is Dallas single covering Steph at the end of the game?
Right.
You know, this crazy stuff and just enjoying it. And I was just so proud of Dub Nation in that, you know, I said this at the open practice, so I'm going to keep saying it. Last year's home record hurt my heart, man.
Mm.
I can't have the Warriors be 21-20 at home and then be killing it on the road. Because from Oracle on, this has been the greatest fan base in the entire sport. Like, they cheered things into existence. And so to have it be like a bunch of tourists where you're essentially 500 at home last year just bothered me at a huge level. And so last night, I was like, there is Dub Nation. Like, there it is. That's the Warrior family. And the players responded accordingly. And that's the kind of home court I want to see this year, because this team needs it more than it ever has, because it doesn't have the big talent disparity that it used to have. So as a fan, I got to experience and enjoy, here's Dub Nation again. I don't know where they were last year, but they're here. And the home crowd felt like it should be, and then they were rewarded with just, I think, an incredible night that we're all going to remember for a long time.
No doubt, Fitz. I couldn't wait to talk to you. And I was in the building feeling the same way, something I'll never forget. But, Fitz, I don't know if you remember, and you probably don't. Last time we hooked up and chopped it up, I was hurt on the play-in loss to Sacramento and no playoffs. And I was scared with no Clay and, you know, his 38% from three and no Chris Paul. But just walk us through the Fitz computer in regard to what you've seen even before last night, Fitz, and it 11, 12 deep when you found out that's what they were going to do. How shocked are you, if you're shocked at all? Because, Fitz, I can't believe what I'm watching, especially defensively led by Draymond.
Yeah, I think the thing is, last year, I never bought the, you know, it's true, so you can say it, but it just didn't feel that way with the, you know, the Warriors, they're not a playoff team and this and that. I mean, they finished last year 27-12 in the final 39, and they finished 17-4 on the road. And the reason they had 46 wins, two wins against OKC, they didn't foul up three. So to me, that's 48 wins. And then that's 48 wins with GP2 missing half the season and Draymond missing 27 games. So I was really looking forward to this season of, okay, Gary's going to be healthy, and so far he has been. Draymond's going to be Draymond, and he's been amazing. And then, yeah, Chris Paul and Clay, you love both of them, and they matter, but you have Moody another year, Kuminga another year, Brandon another year, Trace another year, and then D'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield coming back, and Wiggs, you know, with the personal stuff with his dad passing away, I think is, you know, in a better place in closure-wise, and that's something that's incredibly difficult to get through. So I was just very optimistic on where they would be and what kind of team they would be. And I'm stealing Steph's word, and it's just one I'm kind of hanging my hat on. They're relevant. They matter. They're a factor in the league. You know, yeah, Boston's probably better. OKC's probably better. But the Warriors matter. Like, they're in that next group of five, six, seven teams we're going to be talking about this season. And I think the start to the season kind of proves that.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. There's one little issue, and I'm sure you've already noticed it, Bob, and that is in the West right now, there's 10 teams over 500. In the East, there's two teams over 500. So you got to keep stacking wins.
No, that's, I mean, Matt, you know, you've been with the Warriors and covered the Warriors forever. Like, you know, remember the 48-win Warrior team that missed the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this East-West disparity has gone on forever and ever and ever. And, you know, there was always the talk of why do we do the geography thing? And why don't you just take the best 16 teams? And, you know, you heard all the crap. Well, they don't play a balanced schedule. And this, yeah, they don't play a balanced schedule if you're in the East and have an easier schedule. And you still can't be one of the top 16 teams? What the hell are we doing protecting you? That makes no sense. But, you know, that's a bigger discussion that the league's going to have to look at. You know, having said that, in the West, oh, my God, it's going to be just a bumper car race the entire season. Again, I think the Thunder, the Chet Holmgren injury hurts them, and the Hartenstein injury hurts them, but the Thunder won 57 games. I don't see a lot of 50-win teams necessarily. I see a lot of 44, 45, 48, 49, and that's why all these games are so critical and what will get lost in this, because, you know, it was great to have Clay back. I'm glad he played well. The game was amazing. I love Jay Kidd in Dallas. Like, it was super fun. But if you're the Mavericks, think about leaving the building. You shot 52%. Clay had 22. Kyrie had 21. Luka had 31. Gafford and Lively combined for 27. The Warriors missed 11 free throws. And you lost. That's hard for Dallas to think about. Yeah. That's a loss for Dallas. That hurts. And when you get down to the Warriors seeding, the last 2 years have been determined by a single game.
Yeah.
One game. And so these are the one games, like the not fouling against OKC last year twice. You're not in the play-in. You're in the top six. Like, one game, and these one game setups are going to matter in this conference. And that's where you could have given away that Houston game after blowing the lead. You won it in overtime. You could have given away the OKC game, but you steadied the ship down the stretch and won it. You easily could have lost last night, down 7 with 4 minutes left, but you didn't. The Warriors are saving a lot of these one-game swings by getting over the finish line and winning games. And so you keep, you know, you used it perfectly, Matt. Stack wins, man. Just, you're going to need every freaking win in this Western Conference when it's all said and done.
Man, good stuff. The best reality show is Pro Sports Fits. I stand on that, and I'll say this. I could keep you to 5 p.m. We could, going over every player that's just, you know, been a positive. But Jonathan Kuminga coming into this season, no contract extension. I was thinking, you know, Fitz, oh, no, I don't know how he's going to handle it. But just, I hear you on the call and the excitement, but I'm just impressed with the growth and his play and his role for right now coming off the bench. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly, Guru, is that for whatever reason, everyone is focused in the world on starting lineup. Who's in the starting lineup? Tell me who's playing minutes and helping you win or lose games. Like, I always say, like, Manu Ginobili and John Havlicek weren't sitting there thinking about their Hall of Fame careers, whether or not they started or not. They were amazing players. So in the starting lineup with Steph, Draymond, and Wiggins, and then they're playing Draymond and Trace together, which I think is great, Kuminga's not going to be a focal point in that group because you have Steph. You have Draymond looking for Steph. You have Wiggs, and you're trying to get him going. You got Trace on the roll, and you're trying to get him dunks and lobs. So J.K. is kind of a fit-in there. Like, it doesn't work as well. But in the second unit, Buddy Hield and Kuminga are the scorers. They are featured. They are the focal points. So you look up, J.K.'s playing 26, 27 minutes. He's scoring 16, 18, 20 points. He's grown defensively. He's grown offensively. And it's just, I think he's embraced that role and played amazingly good basketball. And so this is a perfect fit of a kid like, hey, I'm 22. I'm taking a step forward in my game. I'm helping the team win. I got a big role on this team. And other than, you know, Franco Finn saying your name, other than that, you've got everything you want in the world. So I think it's worked out great. And I credit Steve for putting guys in and out in a huge rotation. Some nights it's somebody's night. Some nights it's not. But the guys' chemistry and camaraderie, nobody's, you know, kind of, oh, it's not my night, or I'm not getting to play, or this or that. There's big moments for every single guy on this roster at various times in the season, and it's a long year, and I think that depth is really going to help them because of it.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him on NBC Sports Bay Area calling all the Warrior games. Yeah, that's the one thing that you know, it's so easy to say, and I've already heard a lot of people say it, well, 11, 12-man rotation's not sustainable. Why not? Well, it's just not sustainable. Okay, but I feel like in this day and age where so many players are not playing a full season that this might be the new way to, A, load manage, and then, B, if you can stay healthy because you're managing the guys this way, you're going to play a lot of teams who are missing guys. And I think it could actually, I don't know, you know, all bets are off in the postseason if you make it, but I think this could work at least for a good chunk of the year.
Nah, Matt, you're so on it. You think about it early going already. You've had Melton miss games. You've had Steph miss games. You've had Wiggins miss games. Yep. You had Kyle Anderson miss a game. You've had Brandon miss games. Like, they've already had guys in and out of the lineup, and so now it's, you know, Kyle last night, he's got neck spasms and warm-up, okay? So if you only had 7 guys, you know, hey, neck spasms or not, dude, we need you to suit up and kind of grind through it, and maybe that injury gets worse, you know, or Melton with his back, they got to be very careful and very, you know, really deliberate on how they manage that. Oh, my back's not feeling great. You know, well, no, you got to play through it. We need you. We only got 6, 7 guys. Like, this team now, it's be as fresh as you can, be as healthy as you can. And when they won 3 games without Steph, like, they don't win games without Steph. Look at his whole career. So I think that depth is necessary. I think you're right in terms of load managing or maybe bumps and bruises, you know, where you don't have to play through something that could exacerbate an injury. And then the trust that you build up among the roster of, okay, you know, maybe it's not my night or I'm banged up or my ankle doesn't feel good or my back or my shoulder, but then a Lindy Waters plays or a Brandon plays or a Moody plays, and these guys play well. So I just think that the depth and the way Steve's doing it, it works. If everyone doesn't do lip service to I'm unselfish and I care about winning, you know, these guys mean that. They show that. And I think that's better. That's not the same on a lot of teams in pro sports.
Wow.
Everybody gets into that, I got to get mine mode. And with the Warriors right now, there's a lot of wins that are, you know, kind of coming along. And I think that's the winning is fun. And I think a lot of guys are enjoying that right now.
Fitz, I'm going to go Rob Lowe on you and get back about last night, because we did the show yesterday from Chase. And when we found out Curry was going to address the crowd and Clay, I got into my feelings. I'm a lover, not a fighter, thinking, what if Clay grabs the mic and says something to Dub Nation? That was me being selfish. That didn't happen. But when he walked out to 400 employees, the fans with the captain hat, can you just speak to what you saw? Castagne comes in this morning, text last night, like they knocked it out the park.
I think the fact Steph didn't do a speech thing was perfect. I think it was perfect in that the thing wasn't overdone and it wasn't underdone, if that makes any sense. Like, all the employees lining, you know, his walkway from the bus, he wasn't expecting that. And that showed, hey, whole organization loves you, always will. Then with the fan thing, it wasn't just like one, like, let's say we love Clay, like everyone waving their hat and all that stuff. Then the video wasn't 6 minutes long. It was 1 minute long. It was like then Clay was introduced and got to kind of walk around the court and soak it all in. I just thought it was perfectly done, just the right amount. Like, you know, you've got that hot fudge sundae. Now it's like, I don't need 12 gallons of hot fudge, just a little bit on top of the sundae. Like, I thought it was perfect. I think that Clay knows the love that the Bay Area will always have from him. He chose a different chapter in his career, and if you really love somebody, you have to embrace that and support him. He's in a good spot. He's still playing well. The Warriors are going to be fine. He's going to be fine, and nothing's going to change anything he ever accomplished here. And so that's rare. Yeah. I mean, that's rare in sports. You know, that we live in a society where everybody wants to kick everybody in the shins, and, you know, in this case, the Warriors love Clay, and Clay still loves Dub Nation, and, you know, let's limit the, you know, the shin kicking.
I work with the guy that
so
likes to.
Everybody has.
Hey, Fitz, I work with the guy that likes to kick you in the shins. So I'm used to.
Well, it's not funny, shin, hey, the shin you can leave with, it's when you get up into the groin area. Don't kick people there.
There you go.
Hey, Bob, fun night at the Chase Center last night, and look forward to talking to you this season. It's off to a good start, that's for sure.
Take it easy, man.
Hey, anytime I get to hear from you guys, it always makes my day. But this is the Warriors season. Relevant, baby.
Yeah.
It's relevant. They're going to be worth watching, and that's the beauty of it, and I think you hit on it. You flip on the TV and you watch them, we have no idea what's going to happen, and that's one of the beauties of sports.
Yeah. Bob Fitzgerald, ladies and gentlemen, NBC Sports Radio. You can hear him on the call every Warrior game with Kalen Azubuike. Bob Fitzgerald. Of course, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Do you think Jay Kidd is second guessing maybe not blitzing Curry when he was going through that flurry, or they had that lead?
He,
like,
should.
If we lose, it ain't going to be because of 30.
I mean,
Clay should have said something to Jay, like, hey, man, let somebody else shoot it, but not him. Like, that's got to be on their mind.
You would think.
Yeah. You don't pitch to Bonds. You know what I mean?
I kind of know what you mean. I can't disagree.
Okay?
Yeah, I just didn't have anything to
say. No, see, yeah. It looked like you were having a moment. I like Saul Stein.
You look emotional.
Yeah.
I look emotional?
Yeah. You look like you were having a moment.
I almost slipped off the desk.
Oh, well.
No, it was a fun night at the arena.
No, it was great.
At Chase Center.
And it's a great season.
So far.
Yeah.
Creme de la creme.
So far.
That was great.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get back into last night. Warriors, I think the big thing is they're 9-2 right now after 120 to 117 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Curry puts on a show the last 3 minutes of the night, scores the last 12 points, and just an emotional, terrific, fun night. And if you're a Golden State Warrior fan and you have one of those nights like last night where Klay comes back and it's emotional, but it's a good emotional, and then you play a game and you're in a dogfight and you're up a little bit here in the second quarter, then you get down, then you're back up, you get down, and then you make the big plays down the stretch to win it. I mean, how much do you believe in this team right now? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've heard a lot of people talking big, big, big about this team, and I think it's a little premature for that. But by the same token, this is a 9-2 team that already has wins in their back pocket against Boston, Oklahoma City, Dallas. I mean, gosh, what was the stat last year against the best teams in the West? They were like 4-21.
It was not good.
They've already beaten Oklahoma City. They've already beaten Dallas. So maybe this team does have action. How much action do you think it has, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570.
So I should know this, Donnie. Friday, is that part of the Cup game two, or is that just dedicated to Tuesday or delegated to like the week after?
Cue up the Jeff Van Gundy.
I don't care. I think he said, I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't know if it's...
He's on the Clipper bench, Jeff.
Yeah.
Get back in the booth. He's supposed to be calling games.
He got fired.
I'm out.
It would be like showing up to work after you're fired. I mean, not even you would do that.
Well, I wouldn't know what that's like. I'll say this on a serious note. Pop had a minor stroke. That's serious. So thoughts and prayers to Popovich and his family, man.
Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
He's 75. Yeah. 75 years old.
Right. But yeah. Do you see a return? Like, I don't, minor stroke. That's serious, man. And he's lucky.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Draymond Green from last night on how'd you handle all the emotion?
We were excited to play against him. We know how competitive of a player Klay is. But we dealt with the emotions. We dealt with the emotions before the game. You know, we dealt with the emotions months ago. I watched the video earlier because I didn't want to be the first time I see the video out here. So I watched that video earlier this morning after I shot. We didn't want to come in with feelings. This is a professional basketball game. We're playing for something, and we wanted to win. We love Klay Thompson, but he's not with us no more. So happy to see him celebrated the way he should be celebrated. But we were here to win a basketball game.
Damn.
That's Draymond Green.
And that they did. That was great, man.
415. Curry was angry at Klay for leaving, showing him what he's missing by not being here, showing Klay how great the fans are. How could he walk away from this?
Wow.
That's from Dub Nation.
I'm not mad at that.
You can't.
I hear you. We don't
know. You can't go back. They couldn't go back. They couldn't re-sign this guy.
And especially if it was going to be a reduced role for Klay, right? Like you said yesterday, you know, watching guys that are, you know, in front of you that weren't even here when you were winning titles, and two of the three, big three, are still out there, you know. I get that. But I'm not mad at that assessment.
Like, I don't think if Klay were here that this would be the same. Like, I don't think if Klay were here they would be 9-2. And I'm not saying he's the reason they're 9-2, but if Chris Paul's back, which he probably never would have been, but they re-sign Klay, and the next thing you know, they don't have any of the three guys they brought in here.
I feel that.
I mean, how could they be 9-2 with the team that's exactly the same as last year? I wouldn't have seen that coming. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Oakland. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas. Good morning, man. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh,
I enjoyed the game last night. I had a little emotion last night about Klay. It hurt me a little bit that, you know, watching Klay and him guard each other. But it is what it is. But what I called to talk about was the strength in numbers thing. I always was a firm believer that if I'm the coach and you're on my team, you're going to play. Because if you get experience playing and you've been playing, so then the lights aren't so bright. If that guy gets hurt, you can fill in for him because you've been playing. You're not on the bench sitting there losing your game. You're a part of the team, and it brings that good emotion that a player should have. Even if he's the 15th dude on the roster, I'm going to see some playing time. I just think that's good for morality. I think it's good for saving the bodies of the team, of your special players. You know, you can put other guys in and out. I think it's a win-win situation. And I don't think you change it when you get to the playoffs because it's what got you there. So why change what gets you there? That's just my opinion, and I appreciate you guys, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, too, Mike. Man. Appreciate it. Fun day in the Bay, man. After last night. Yeah, I've just this written down, you know, the two guys that didn't do a lot last night, Pajemski and Moody. But that's...
And Peyton had 7 minutes.
That's what's going to make this work, as far as I'm concerned. You give everybody a crack at it, and then you go with the guys who are playing the best out of the 10 or 11 that you have to choose from. And if, you know, Pods and Moody aren't bringing it last night, then go with the guys who are bringing it.
But we had a caller, yeah.
And the other thing I think about this team, you know, Jim Barnett, greatest strength is your greatest weakness. So you say, oh, what's a weakness of this team? Well, they don't have a really great number two. You know, they have Steph, but they really don't have a great number two. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Look at that as a strength. You know what that means? That means there's nobody on this team other than Steph Curry that should be guaranteed any minutes because there isn't a guy who's the second best player. Now, obviously, Draymond's going to play a lot and Wiggins is going to play a lot. But the reality is that there's nobody on this team outside Steph good enough to think, well, I'm just going to play 25, 30 minutes a night because I'm that good. It's like, no, we got our ninth guy is better than our fourth guy on certain nights. So that's why I think it can work because you've got a good mix of veteran guy like Kyle Anderson. First of all, he was in street clothes last night, right? So he
strained that.
Yeah. But I even look at a guy like Buddy Hield, and I don't think Buddy Hield is going to get mad if he only plays 14 minutes, even though he's a veteran player who's used to playing more. Pajemski, you're in your second year. With all due respect, you don't have the right to be upset if you're only playing 14 or 15 minutes.
You got
to
leave the refs alone.
And so I just think it's got a shot of working.
Well, they're working 2022, Steiny.
It's not like this, though.
Right, but the second guy is, right now, I identify, and it changes, it fluctuates, but Andrew Wiggins, if he can be steady Freddy, that would suffice in 2022, and I know the team was different, and I know it's too early for all that, but you don't need they didn't need a Giannis then.
Well, it is 2 years later, so everybody's 2 years, going to be 3 years older by the time the champion, you know, the finals come around, but you're kind of, as it relates to Wiggins, it's like, yeah, Wiggins has been pretty good this year, but guess what? If he plays on Friday and he's not very good, don't play him. Use somebody else. Go to Kuminga more.
34 minutes for him last night.
Yeah, and he didn't play great offensively.
No, 3-8.
He did what he needed to do defensively. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you were at that game last night, tell me what the best part is. What is it? Is it where the Warriors are sitting right now? Maybe better than anybody expected at 9-2? 888-957-9570. And I'll just ask Warrior fans the question that everybody seems to be asking these days, and that is, well, is this really sustainable? You tell me at 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.